Hey guys, welcome to the Block Podcast. Mm-hmm. Once again, it's your boy Vic. And today we got Kimberly in the house. And today we're going to be talking about, is having more options a good or bad thing? So, like, having more options in a relationship. So, like you know how, like, some people, like, some guys or some girls, we're, like, very attractive and they, like, probably have a lot of people that want them and shit like that. So is that having is that having that luxury, is that like a good thing or is that a bad thing? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So yeah, Kimberly.
So okay, so we're talking about kind of like having like people on the backup kind of thing. So knowing that if your relationship ends, they're a few other people who want you that you could like pursue.
Yeah. Or sometimes even while you're in the relationship, like some people still want you while you're in the relationship.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but there's some people that don't have options. That like, whether they're in a relationship or not,
they just don't have a lot of options.
Yeah, whether they're in a relationship or not, like people, everyone. Niggas don't even, like, people don't even want them. So it's like, and then there's those people that just have like hella. Why are you laughing? It's true, though. Why? It's true.
That's so horrible.
It's not horrible.
Everybody, I feel like everyone has someone.
Don't lie
who
to
wants
this niggas, bro. No. Don't lie. You know it's true. It's like real. It's reality, bro. Like some people are very attractive. You know, like when you're very attractive, you have some privileges or whatever in life. Like just like, and then you have a lot more people attracted to you. Like, you know how, like, even if you ask people, like in general, you're like, what is the first thing you're gonna look at when you see a girl or whatever? Like sometimes you even try to ingraining in people that like you gotta look at their personality or whatever, but they also tell you that like, yo, the looks is what matters.
Yeah, the first
looks,
thing you
know what I mean. The first thing you do is what, you know what I mean.
Okay, that's
so, like,
fair enough.
If you if you look better, like according to like societal standards, like you're gonna be getting more plays, you're gonna be getting more people interested in you and shit like that. Or like if you're successful, sometimes too, like if you're a successful basketball player or athlete or whatever, like. A rapper, some of these rappers,
okay, yeah,
if they weren't rappers,
okay, I agree. There are some people who
tend to have
a lot more people pursuing them at one time than others. Okay,
yeah.
I get
so,
that.
Do you think that's a good thing or do you think that's a bad thing?
I think it depends. I mean, I think it's not about who wants you; it's about who you want. I think it's only, I think, if you are considering them as options, like if you're looking at these people and expressing interest, or you know, I think then that's a whole different thing. But I know I've been in relationships and like have had like people who are like
interested
but it doesn't, it's almost like they don't exist because I'm not opening that door.
Okay,
I'm not interested. So the door's closed, I'm not thinking about them, not looking at them. However, I do think it matters. Like, are you dating? Are you just in a serious, committed relationship? Are you, you know,
married?
I am a firm believer in dating multiple people and keeping your options open when you're like just in the dating market. I'm not talking about pursuing a serious relationship. I'm thinking, I feel like
when you're just dating, like going out on dates, having dinner nights.
But still dating with a purpose, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But still, but I feel like, you know, for example, I'm trying to find the one that I want to settle down with.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to find the one that I want to settle down with and spend the rest of my life with, that's, I feel like that's what most people are looking for. Then,
you're going to probably
want
to try it out with
different people. I want to date different people to see who's a good fit for me.
Gotcha.
So in that situation, I feel like having options is a good thing. Like, you know,
it's good to have. If you don't have options, then like you're literally stuck with like what the one guy that likes you.
Or you just have to wait until
you're like,
you know,
oh, you know what?
You don't have to settle.
I actually like him a lot. You know them well. If you had a lot of options, that guy wouldn't be.
Okay.
That guy, you know what I mean? You
That's
know, damn
true.
Well, if you had a lot of options, that guy wouldn't even be on your radar.
You know what, though? I'm not going to hold you. There, I think having options makes it easier for you to like walk away from relationships.
Yes.
Like, I'm not putting up with, like, I don't have to take,
yeah,
like,
you
I don't have to deal
bro,
with this.
See, why do you think a lot of celebrity relationships don't last?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so hard, even for the women, not just men, even the women too.
Yeah.
It's like, if you wanted so much, it's like, it's just, like, I'm not gonna put up with crap or whatever. Or yeah. I'm not, or like my patience will be like so thin because it's like, bro, I got 100 other people that wanna like that want this. So if you're playing around, if you're not putting in your best foot, like, I'll literally go. But that's one thing. But also like having options too, like besides that walking away thing, sometimes like, you know how like there's this saying that they say, okay, I don't necessarily agree, but I kind of do agree. So they say all men cheat except men that don't have options.
Wow, I disagree.
okay. Let me tell you how what this kind of like means. It means like I personally I feel that men, most men, I'm not gonna say all men because you know that's a huge drag, but most men are not monogamous in nature, I feel like. And I wouldn't speak for women because I don't know women. I'm not a woman and I don't know
in nature.
See, I don't know women, and I don't know, so I can't really speak for women.
Okay, but you're,
right?
You're speaking for yourself.
I'm speaking for men.
You're speaking for you?
I'm speaking for men.
Okay.
Most men are not monogamous in nature. I'm telling you.
Do you think that's because of just like how they're groomed in society?
No, I don't think it's how they're groomed. I think it's nature.
Okay.
Because, see, the thing with that is, like, I don't know. Like, it's not how they're groomed. Who out here is grooming their men to have multiple women?
Society, world, the media.
No, most.
Fathers, uncles, brothers.
No. A lot of men are groomed. A lot of men are brought up to like, one man, one woman. Like, maybe they're friends and like, maybe when they're like in like whatever, they try to joke around and like.
I just think that when I'm.
But like, I feel like they really try to bring you. Okay, why do you like even. The people are supposed to be like the holiest men or whatever, like pastors. Even pastors, a lot of times are caught cheating on their partners.
No, I agree.
Like a lot of people, and I think I can't speak for women. I'm telling you about men because like if a man has a lot of options, it becomes a lot harder, even for women too. But I think especially for men, like if men they find it so hard to control, like because they have so much like testosterone like going on, so much sexual. I'm telling you, especially when they're young, they have so much sexual drive going on that like if a girl were to like if a girl was to like try to do some shit with them, if they find the girl attractive,
you think it's more difficult to resist.
Yes.
But that comes down to me. I don't think it has anything to do with biology or science. I think it comes down to just a lack of self-discipline.
That's what
the fact that when you are this is why I say it's society. It's societal standards because how are you received after you've cheated, right? When men cheat, it tends to be like, you know, they get they get a pass and not only do they get a pass, they get praised. But when a woman has multiple partners, you're more shamed for it. So I think there's more of an incentive for a man to have multiple partners than it is for women. What is the incentive for women? There is no incentive for a woman. For a woman, you know, you're going to be called a slut, a hoe,
Okay.
So that's what I mean when I say I don't think it's biological. I just think it's the way that society. What's the society dictates that. But I feel like I can point to, obviously people are celebrities. You don't really know what's going on. The only thing you can maybe use to judge is, you know, are we seeing scandals or hearing stuff? I mean, you have your futures, right? But then you also have your Russell Wilsons. Like, you're not going to hear anything about him cheating with another woman. I mean, maybe in 5-6, I don't know who, maybe tomorrow we'll hear something.
Yeah.
But thus far, I don't see him as the type of man who would do that. And he has prospects. NFL player, super famous, super wealthy. That tells me that it comes down to self-control and what you value and how you see your partner, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I'm not Russell Wilson or.
But keep going.
Yeah, I'm obviously, even for just a regular person like me, a regular dude, yeah. right? Don't incriminate yourself. I'm joking. No, but even just for like a regular person like me,
yeah.
I feel like it doesn't matter how many people are pursuing you. It all comes down to you and what you want.
Yeah.
Is it harder? For me personally, it's not harder for me to be faithful.
I have options. See, I don't.
Is it harder for you?
I think it's harder for everyone.
No. Is it harder for Vic?
It's harder for people if you have options mm-hmm. that you actually find attractive. If you don't find them attractive, then it doesn't really matter.
Well, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, if it's actually options that like
that you are attracted
that like
to,
you yeah. you find
that want
like
you back.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. That does get harder.
It gets harder because yeah. Mm-hmm. Women like a lot of women like a lot of men hit me up and we're always rejecting them. Yeah, of course the guy at a gas station you don't find it attractive. Like who wants to date a crackhead at a gas station? of course you don't like find him attractive. So of course the answer is no, every time.
But there are men who will be like hop in your DMs and they are attractive.
But I'm not thinking about this because I have this over here. Thing is, okay, one thing about men, mm-hmm. I feel like men, because mm-hmm. men go after this, ladies, and mm-hmm. men go after this. So they go after things that they actually like. Mm-hmm. Women are just on the receiving end. They're like, mm-hmm. they kind of choose based on what they get or what people...
Okay, you're choosing from the pool yeah, of what is
exactly.
approaching
women
you.
Women kind
of
choose from
the pool. Because
we're
not necessarily going out to like hunt.
Exactly.
And
so
go, well,
if a man goes out to like 10 women, mm-hmm. he's most likely attracted to those 10 women. Okay. If a woman receives 10 DMs, she's most likely or she's probably attracted to like one out of the 10 people that DM'd her. You know what I mean? So it's like
do have their own ways of pursuing men that they are attracted to.
Women don't really like pursue men like that. I think men do a lot of pursuing. Even when a woman is attracted to a guy, she like kind of keeps it in. Or like she doesn't even express it because like I don't know, women are not like brought up to like express like whatever their desires for like a partner or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like way they end up like people. So I don't even consider those as options, because like those are not options. Irrelevant options are not options. Like real options.
It depends. I mean, no, because okay, I can only speak from my own experience.
Yeah,
but I feel like okay. Let's say there are like the times that we're living in. Yeah. We're talking about DMs, right? But
yeah, yeah.
Like let's say there are 12 people pursuing 12 men pursuing. Me. Yeah. Not that I do have 12 men first, but I'm just mm-hmm, saying, mm-hmm. for argument's sake. Let's say there are 12 men who are like, into me or want me or mm-hmm. whatever. No, I'm not going to find every single one of them attractive, but a few of them might be.
Yeah.
But the point is, whether it be 1, 2, 3, or 4 of them that are I find attractive, mm-hmm. It still comes down to me and, how I value the relationship that I'm in.
Yeah.
Now, again, if I'm just in the dating stages with you, mm-hmm. the talking stage, mm-hmm. which I fucking despise. But if we are just in the talking stage, yeah. I might, I'm going to talk to some other niggas, mm-hmm. That come my way. I'm going to test out the waters. Mm-hmm. But if I'm like in a committed relationship, then that, like, I'm not even going to open that door.
But the thing is, even having options doesn't mean you have to like do something or like have to like go after or like accept it.
So you feel like people act different when they have options?
Yeah, people act different because like you take less shit.
Your standards are higher too.
Yeah, your standards are higher. You take less shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I'd be so quick to tell a nigga bye. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's
I
like,
don't have to deal with this.
Yeah, you're like I don't. Yeah, I don't have to deal with you.
I don't
you.
Have
like,
to deal with this.
Exactly. Versus like a girl that's probably like a guy or a guy or like a girl that like barely like gets any like guy. If she gets like one decent guy, she'll like try to like Hold on to it.
This like, is so horrible. You
know, it's like even a guy, no, even guys too.
It just sounds mean.
Even guys too. If but a guy too, that yeah. barely, like if a guy that knows that he's not really attractive according to like societal standard or whatever, mm-hmm. and like whatever, you know.
If you
like,
if you have something going against you, but I get, do feel yeah, like to be no,
gets
no, no.
a girl that's actually like decent.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna yeah. stick around yeah, because I've seen that's that. A good, yeah, that's a good I've, situation for him. Yeah,
I've like, seen men who are like. Who feel like they have their like dream girl, like you know, like man, if I lose you, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find anything else like
exactly.
you. You're my dream girl, so I'm gonna hang on to you with everything, mm-hmm. as opposed to someone who is like,
who's like, oh my god, I got even while here. I'm dating you, I got other girls that are trying to get at me. So it's
but
like,
that still comes down to self control because there's always gonna be someone, even when no, you think yeah, you found yeah, the so, baddest. See,
but the thing is like,
there's always not, gonna be someone who
it's not comes about
who's attractive. It's about self.
It's not even about like the self control. It's more about like even sometimes the way you just carry yourself, the way you do things, mm-hmm. just becomes different a little bit, and it's mm-hmm. subconsciously too. Mm-hmm. Like you don't even mean no, to, oh yeah. you don't even mean that's to true. Be like that way, but it's like you just like subconsciously like start
subconsciously
acting like that.
You know
you start
that
doing certain you don't things have to, a different I agree, way. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like I feel like yeah, that's yeah. That just brings yeah. my thing to like that yeah. more options. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, in some cases could be a good thing, but like mm-hmm. in most cases, not a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, but like okay, let's talk about case where mm-hmm. having more options could be a good thing.
Okay.
So you wanna go first or you go? So having more options, let's say for example,
okay,
if you're in a relationship or if you're married, right? Mm-hmm. And you know some people ooh, are some people
that's
are
a whole
like,
different territory right there.
No, right. Some people are in an abusive marriage, like a lot. Okay, mm-hmm. for example, mm-hmm. a lot of women, mm-hmm. not women, men too. I keep saying women because like I'm talking about the opposite gender because mm-hmm. I'm a man. But like a lot of women mm-hmm. are probably gonna like stay in a relationship longer, even though the relationship is bad for them, mm-hmm. because they feel like they're not gonna get something else.
But I've like seen women stay in, hold on, but I've seen some gorgeous women who a lot of men want
yes.
stay in really bad relationships.
Yes. The thing is,
even though they know they have options.
See, okay. Sometimes, yeah. That also is, some people are like, okay, I've invested this many years. Yeah. I'm not going to lose it. I'm not right. saying that's the only instance or that's the only time where someone decides that like, okay, I have options, I gotta go. But like in some situation, mm-hmm. in some situations, women, like not just women, men too, but like a lot of women I've seen, they may be in a relationship that is really fucked up. Mm-hmm. They've been in the relationship for like 10 years, 5 years, whatever, however long.
Yeah.
And they feel like they're a certain age. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm, they feel like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm in my 40s, even 40s. I'm like, bro, you're still young, but it's like 50s or whatever. And they're like, oh, like,
it's like, been too long. It's too late now.
Oh, I'm kind of old right I'm now. Also, like, how do I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's because, like, they feel like they're too old and they're not going to get somebody. That's right. one. But, like, imagine that same lady, mm-hmm. right? That's 50 or whatever. She has, like,
a bunch of men.
She had like 10 guys, exactly. Mm-hmm. 10 guys that are like around her age or like whatever that she actually finds attractive. Mm-hmm. That I'm not even talking about DMs because like forget about DMs. DMs.
Yeah, it could be somebody at work.
Yeah, you don't. It could be somebody at work, someone at the gym, someone like all these guys that are like.
It definitely
actually,
makes it easier. You just start to see possibilities.
Yeah, you're like,
wait a minute, like I don't really have to deal with this.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. Versus like. Someone that's like someone that doesn't really have that, like they could really feel like,
and sometimes you can be like, you know, a beautiful, gorgeous person, but because maybe you know the opposite sex or whoever your preference is isn't pursuing you and you don't see that, you don't feel it, so it is a confidence booster for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It does make you see yourself different, make you walk different, make you
make you act different too.
Sometimes just one person expressing interest in you, like for example, you said going to the gym, right? You go to the gym, you see a guy, he's into you, like that can boost your confidence in such a way that you will go home, get your hair done, makeup done. The next time you're going back to the gym, you look so good, right? Because you're like, oh, okay. It's like a reminder of like, damn, I look good. Right. So imagine like a whole bunch of men like pursuing you at once.
Yeah, that one is even a little different because that one is still like it's still an option.
Yeah, it's still knowing that someone finds out there who wants me.
Yeah, you know, that one is still an option. Like someone finds you attractive type of thing. But like there's also like someone finds like someone is actually aggressively pursuing you. They're like, yo,
that
like,
should be annoying sometimes though.
Like, you know what I mean? If someone's aggressively pursuing you, you're like, damn. You know what I mean? Like if someone just say, oh, you look cute,
that shit
dude,
will,
then you can be like, okay, that person probably I wouldn't see him tomorrow. I don't even know if that person married or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, some people when you're at a workplace, you're like, okay, this person is definitely single. He definitely has his shit together. He's good. He's doing his own shit. And he actually finds me really attractive. I'm trying to, you know, then you're like, man, one day you're just going to be like.
And if you're not like secure, like if everything isn't right, not say everything is right, but like, you know, say you're in a relationship that isn't great.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is definitely way easier for you to be like, let me just take a look over here and see what this feels like.
But even. Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
maybe true. You end up cheating or stepping out or have being in some kind of uncomfortable.
Or even when you
but also it can be a good thing because if your partner knows that you have a bunch of people who are like pursuing you and interested in you, that kind of forces them to be to be like on top of their game, like knowing that at any minute someone I could lose her. Somebody
that could be
then
a
they
good
could
thing
be
too.
Always be on your P's and Q's.
Mm-hmm.
Like you like, okay, I got like I really got to step my game up. I got to keep my shit up here because I'm not trying to lose my person.
My person.
Because like there's a million people out here.
There's a lot. Exactly.
Immediately.
Just like yeah, exactly. Like ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. Like it's gonna be a lot. Like
the poor guy.
It's gonna because it's like the second that he like messes up, like everybody in the whole wide world.
Yeah, but then also, but again, you know, the thing is, is she even paying attention to the options?
No, she's not. I'm not.
She
saying,
might
I'm
not see them
no,
as
I'm
options.
I'm not saying she is. I was just giving that an example as to what you just.
Yeah, just
said.
Having someone
as
who
far
is
as like
so
saying that like when you
wanted.
Have that, you actually he would like act right more than like if he was just like, you know. This is like, this is like something.
Oh, and and then the reverse of that is I've seen situations where a man is with someone who he doesn't think other men want and he doesn't treat her right. Yeah. And I've also seen the flip side of that where a man is with a woman who he doesn't think a lot of men are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't feel like he needs to do the most to keep her or take care of her or make her happy. Cause it's like, you know, he takes her for granted and vice versa. You know, a woman being with a man who is like, you're not going anywhere. Nobody else wants you. So that effort isn't put in, you know, but I personally feel like every person has at least one person who wants them or who would pursue them. You might find out the hard way.
Yeah, but like, I mean, there's definitely somebody for everyone.
But you think
like it may not be.
But you think there are some people who just have like no prospects.
But it may not even be the person that you ideally want.
Yeah.
It may just be someone that you just like have to like kind of like settle with because like you know what I mean. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but it's mean.
It's not about being mean. We're just being realistic. Like. But I'm not even trying to be mean or nice or whatever. I'm just being real. Like
I know you're being real, but I'm saying like I also think that I think that everyone has like a couple people who are like in hot pursuit. I don't think there's anyone who like unless
you're just lying to yourself right now.
I'm not lying. I'm telling you, even people who like in your eyes are not attractive. Like there's to somebody out there, to a few people out there, they are so attractive and they're like
No, of course. That's what I'm saying, yes.
But don't say yes because you just said
I'm saying yes, there's definitely gonna be like someone that's gonna pursue.
But it's not gonna be
someone, but it's not gonna be the same as far as like that may be the only person that I really like, nigga. If you
and maybe that's all that person needs to make them reconsider or
but
start
like
straying.
But that doesn't mean that person is gonna be like, okay, yeah, I'm, like, this is it. Like, you know, like this person likes me. Okay, I'm here.
I know what you mean. Okay, the point you're making is that some people have a lot of options.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people pursuing them, a lot of people wanting them. And that makes
them act
more
up.
Difficult to be faithful.
Yeah, it makes them more.
Okay.
I'll give you an example.
Okay, like I agree with you.
Celebrity relationships, for example. Like, a lot of the celebrity relationships don't last. And a lot of people are like, oh, I celebrate. Because, like, celebrities have a lot of freaking options. Mm-hmm. It's like they go, like, left. Like, there's freaking everyone. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are throwing themselves. And when I mean throwing themselves, I mean, like, literally, like. sign my autographs and my titties, like, you know like people are really, and you know, like a regular guy is probably not gonna have that, because like what is he, what,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
he's gonna, he's you, gonna go you. To the gym, even if a girl likes him, she's probably gonna just like whatever, you know. But like these celebrities literally would have girls DM them, girls that they were probably like his dream girl or whatever, but like, you know what I mean, would DM him, and it's like, that's like a lot of, like,
it's a lot of pressure, and it requires a lot of self-control.
Exactly. It's a lot of freaking pressure and stuff like that. So that's why I think,
but still, I'm not saying you have to give in to the pressure, I'm just saying that
Having more options just makes things a lot harder.
Okay, I agree. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, okay.
You heard me say I agree with you,
okay,
right?
We're good. Okay. So, okay.
This is a moment to celebrate, actually.
Yay, because Kimberly never agrees with me.
Ever.
Especially when Julian isn't here today. I don't know if you guys noticed, but like, Kimberly never, ever agrees with me, bro. No. But like, today she actually...
she's always wrong.
Right. But today she actually agreed, and I'm probably wrong in some people's eyes anyways.
Somewhat.
But like, yeah, I'm gonna kind of wrap it up. So yeah, guys, thank you guys for watching today's episode of the Block Podcast. Once again, it's your boy Vic, and it's your girl Kimberly. And let us know what you thought about today's episode. Let us know if having more options is a good thing or it's a bad thing. Let us know what points you actually like can relate to, or you think is actually good, or if you actually missed out on some things that you thought we should have talked about. And lastly, let us know where you found us. Like, if you found us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Twitter people, I'll be seeing you, because a lot of my people be saying, yo, I'll be like, as far as YouTube goes, like, I feel like Instagram people, they don't even click on, like, they just see the video and they're like, yeah, let's just keep scrolling. But like, like they watch it and they interact with it, but
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But Twitter people can watch the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, like Twitter people actually go and watch the shit. So it's like, bro.
Yeah, shout out to the Twitter.
Yeah,
folks.
Shout out to the Twitter people, man. But like, yeah, man, let us know where you found us from, and like, yeah, thank you guys for watching this episode, and we're gonna catch you again next week. Bye.